This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's top military commander said on Monday his forces now control nearly 1,000 square kilometers of a Russian region after a lightning incursion that has embarrassed Moscow, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The remarks during a briefing for President Volodymyr Zelensky marked the first time a Ukrainian military official publicly commented on gains in the Kursk region. Russian forces are still scrambling to respond to the stunning attack that started last week, the biggest on their soil since World War II. Vladimir Putin says the incursion appears both aimed at boosting Kyiv's negotiating position in possible talks to end the war and blunting Russia's offensive in eastern Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House said on Monday it shares the Israeli intelligence assessment Iran could launch a strike on Israel as soon as this week. It comes after the Pentagon beefed up the U.S. military posture in the Middle East and after U.S. President Joe Biden held a call on Monday morning with the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and Britain to coordinate their responses to tensions in the region. Talks to end Sudan's 16-month war between the army and paramilitary rapid support forces will move forward this week, the U.S.'s special envoy said, despite little sign from either party that they seek a peaceful resolution.
We would have preferred for these talks to start in April when we tried, we began trying for this round, if not April, May, if not May, June, then July. But we will move forward with this event this week.
The U.S. Special Envoy to Sudan, Tom Perriella, in Geneva on Monday. This is VOA News. More than 47,000 people died in Europe because of scorching temperatures in 2023, according to a new report published on Monday. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
The Barcelona Institute for Global Health found the death toll would have been 80% higher if it weren't for measures introduced in the past 20 years to help people adapt to rising temperatures, like early warning systems and healthcare improvements. An estimated 60,000 people died from heat in the previous year. The 2023 report sourced death and temperature records from 35 European countries. When adjusting data for the population, Greece, Bulgaria, Italy, and Spain had the highest heat-related mortality rates.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. The U.S.'s FBI said on Monday it was investigating after Donald Trump's presidential campaign said its internal communications were hacked and the campaign blamed the Iranian government. The former president said on Saturday Microsoft had informed his campaign Iran had hacked one of its websites. The FBI is also investigating an alleged hack targeting advisors to the campaign of President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, the Washington Post reported on Monday. The Iranian government has denied it hacked the Trump campaign. Crews on Monday began demolishing a Texas church where a gunman killed more than two dozen people in a 2017 mass shooting. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It was November 5th, 2017. A gunman opened fire at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. 26 people, including an unborn baby, died that day in the small church south of San Antonio. This worshiper, Terry Smith, last month.
This is where all of us go when we're missing our loved ones.
Was among those objecting to the demolition, which was first announced in 2021. A group of family members went to court and was granted an injunction, but another court paved the way for the structure to come down. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities say a man stabbed an 11-year-old girl and her mother in London's bustling theater district before being arrested, but that there's no indication the attack was terrorism-related. The attack occurred shortly before noon on Monday outside a tea shop in Leicester Square, a magnet for tourists with its shops and theaters. Police say workers from nearby shops leapt to help the victims who were taken to a major trauma center. Britain has been on edge after days of violence as crowds spouting anti-immigrant and Islamophobic slogans clashed with police. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.